This seems so certainly very exciting days ahead. You are on the cusp of Arafah. Take us through your feelings right now. I mean, having experienced day one of Hajj, what are you feeling like right now?
Absolutely overwhelmed. It has been a day full of excitement beyond measure. We started our morning, I think, at about 2 a.m. because at 3 a.m. our suitcases have to be ready to go onto the coaches. The excitement has been so thrilling that we could not even eat a single bit of food, drink some water, nothing. There's absolutely nothing in our tummies until it got to Mina. The excitement is so overwhelmed. I think it has really overwhelmed everybody that it has been really, really extreme today. We have been standing, waiting for everybody to be placed in this different soft so that they could start the tawaf. And that feeling alone felt like, if anybody wants to ever know what the feeling of Qiyamah would be, like it would be something like that because it was so heart-wrenching. You're scared, but you're also excited.
Alhamdulillah. Now, your Hujjaj obviously performed the tawaf, under huge social distancing measures. I've seen some of the photos and the contrast of the first day of the tawaf compared to years gone by and the congestion and the masses of people that we see usually in the haram. Obviously, knowing that and having that in mind and experiencing this, how different was that?
When we started the tawaf, I know everybody was like, okay, this is something different. And we knew it's going to be different. But Alhamdulillah, it went off with such such precision, you never would have thought it would have. You would have thought we had practiced this because it went on so mashallah. It was without any mistake. People just walked. There was lines over there. There was numbers on the floor. There were little dots. They told us, try not to get in front of, towards the next person, the person in front of you before the dot. And that's all they told us. And Alhamdulillah, it was something that I've never experienced. I've been for many, many umrahs from South Africa and while I've been living in Jeddah.
Yeah.
And all the tawaf have been congestion, pushing. You're feisty about it, and people wanting to get near the Kaaba. Alhamdulillah, we could just walk today, pray, and look up. Nobody pushing, nobody arguing or fighting to get near or anything. It was really, really done with such care that we ourselves in the pilgrims were actually shocked. Went by like a lightning flash. We're thinking, okay, I just thought it was three hours so far. It was already, alhamdulillah, seven. And, this was done, I think, because of their planning, it was done with such perfection, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, certainly from what I've seen, I mean, there was certainly a sense of calm and dignity with the way things were conducted. I think overall, from the time that you left Jeddah to arriving in Makkah, what have been your observations about the preparedness of the Saudi Hajj and Umrah ministry in handling this this huge religious gathering, within the climate of COVID-19?
It has been an experience which I don't think expected. Not that they never do things to this type of precision and order, but I think thinking this year, okay, it's going to be something where we're going to be confined and feel like we can't do anything. Going through tawaf, we were not restricted. The ministry here has been really, really careful. They have been awesome in their planning. They have been extraordinary in ensuring that everything is put in place. From the time we left home, from the time everything was done to us, they were keeping, close eye on us, putting the bracelet on us, right to bring us here, keeping the social distancing, keeping everything. I don't know, I just think their planning was to the point of showing the entire world that no matter what, the Muslim Ummah gets together during this one time, and in this one time, there's unity beyond measure.
And I understand that the Saudi government has covered the expenses for Hujjaj for their Hajj. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct. We were not expecting this, but we didn't know this. But the day, I think it was 2 days before we left, we got a message stating that the Hujjaj would have to pay nothing towards this Hajj. It's something that is from the Saudi government, and the Saudi Hujjaj will be there on the guests. for this year, Hajj 2020.
Alhamdulillah, you're truly blessed to have been one of the chosen ones. Did you perhaps have any fears or anxieties about embarking on this journey, given the grave situation that we find ourselves in? What made you guys decide? You know, obviously things were done very rushed because, you know, there was a lot of uncertainty around whether Hajj would take place or not this year. And then, you know, Saudi Arabia made the announcement that it would be scaled down. So take us a few steps back in terms of when you decided and why you decided to want to perform Hajj this year.
I got married to Shamrez on the 27th of December. I think it was the same wedding week. We had put in a normal application for the Hajj, for the normal Hajj. Whether it was going to take place or not,
okay,
we didn't even know because it was December. But my name was already there and we were waiting. Okay, inshallah, in 2020 we will hear about it.
Do you apply through Saudi, the Saudi ministry or South Africa?
No, we applied through the Saudi ministry because we have been staying there for so long now.
Okay.
So we applied, and in February, about end of February, we heard that everything was cancelled. My labek, my dua was always there. My labek was every day, every single day, and every salah, because it's been a while since I've always said, Ya Allah, 2020 will be my Hajj year. And alhamdulillah. And then when the applications opened in the beginning of July, Shamrez said, no, we have to put our applications, online applications, we have to put it on. And we put it on with the, you know, with the hope that, yes, Hajj will go through because they're asking so few expats to perform. We never knew the number. We actually thought it was 10,000 and not 1,000. We put in our application, and to be honest, there was nothing better than that news when we got the SMS stating we've been approved for Hajj 2020. And it was, you know, like we say, we can plan, but Allah planned. And we are
absolutely
definitely Allah's guest here. Yeah. We are definitely Allah's guest here. The feeling was so overwhelming that I had met my labik. I had said, well, Ya Allah, bring me for Hajj. And, you know, this feeling, my friends were all like, you know, they never got accepted. But they said, listen, you always said 2020, you'll come for Hajj, inshallah. And Allah sent me my mahram in December 2019. And it was the best opportunity to have to apply with my mahram to come for Hajj, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, that's such a beautiful story. Did you have any fears or anxieties given the situation?
To be honest, I was excited beyond measure about this when we got the news, but I was also scared. I was also scared for the fact that Saudi Arabia is also growing in the number of corona cases. We're hearing about it daily. Although it's scary what we hear about South Africa, it's also scary what we hear about it here, because we're both teachers as well. And, you know, in normal contact, we always see people and always talking and things. So we take the precautionary measures. But I think once the acceptance came and then they monitored us at home and all of those things, the fear went away a bit, you know?
Yeah.
So it was something that we thought, Allah is calling us, we're in His hands now.
Mm.
And whatever comes, it comes by the will of Allah then. You know, so that was, the reservation was there that, you know, what if we don't get chosen? That was one of the things Sham always said. What if we don't get chosen? No, we're going to get chosen. We're going to get chosen. This is my year. And alhamdulillah, it was really, really something. To be able to take that fear and go, get onto those coaches when we left on Saturday, and just driving all the way to Mecca, the fear all dissipates. Everything is just gone, and then you're just there, hopeful and feeling so blessed, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Was there any sense of sadness, perhaps, that you weren't really, you know, able to share in this experience with your family? You know, in South Africa, we have these huge send-offs for all the Hujjaj, you know, when they leave for Saudi Arabia. And obviously you haven't been home, not having to say farewell to your family. And did that linger on your mind at all?
To be very, very honest, it was very, very sad. Because I had to, you know, message my family and message and video call my mom and tell them, you know, inshallah, very soon after you make masks for anything said and done. And that will be normally done in function back home. you know, when you go home and you have a function before you go for Hajj, everybody comes around and then you have tea and
yes.
everybody's there. It's a happy, happy function. I've also stayed in Polokwane, and the people in Polokwane always have these big parties, tea parties and stuff before you go for Hajj.
Yeah.
You know, so I've been to many of those, and I do know how it feels. It's you know, it's so, so good. It's like they're just sending you off. Alhamdulillah, my family have all video calls on the eve before we left to say goodbye. My in-laws in the UK do the same. So we also spoke to one of them. Although it's not the same thing. It's like giving them a virtual hug. But, you know, my husband told me it's something that Allah wants. In this way, he needed social distancing us from the entire family. But look where he's bringing you. And today, my place on the staff is really right in front of the husband. We were the first row of blue umbrellas. And I was right across the hijab. And, you know, it's something that I have to share with you. You know, when I looked onto the other side in front of the Kaaba door, I could see my husband throughout my tawaf. Alhamdulillah, it was a feeling. I thought I wouldn't see him. Mm. And I saw him throughout my tawaf because each time, and they kept the same pace. So each time, I didn't notice it until I looked up and I see somebody who's waving his umbrella, and I noticed, okay, that's my husband. So, yes, it has been a sad part not having to say goodbye to them, you know, in a personal manner, in a way where we could hug them and you know, get well wishes. But you know how our South Africans are. They definitely give you well wishes, and the dua is always there with us.
Absolutely. So today is obviously the climax of Hajj. You know, it's the day that you've been waiting for all your life, the day of Arafah, the day of Wukuf. What are your expectations for this day?
Today I am feeling, you know, as if my heart is pounding out of my chest because I'm reading the du'as that I would make on Arafah. Mm. I have made a list of people. I have made a list of du'as. I have made a list of things I want to say because, to be quite honest, that's the time I have between myself and my Rabb. Nobody can take that from me. So I've got so much to be grateful for. I've got so much to be thankful for. We've got, you know, sinners. We do so much wrong. And our Allah is always most forgiving. So on this, you know, we I think everybody's planning. I know I am. I know Shamrez is. Planning to give so much of thanks, so much of gratitude, you know, plead for forgiveness for whatever. So I'm sitting actually now with my book where I'm writing and remembering all the things that I have to say shukrana for, or plead and make maaf for. So yes, it is a very overwhelming feeling, and I don't see us sleeping at all.
Before I let you go, Naseem, what is your final words? Do you have any special message to any family or friends that, you know, perhaps could be listening in, or just, you know, just generally for the Ummah of South Africa?
Yes, I do. I definitely carry the flag of South Africa in my heart. That is my home beyond home. I definitely do see Jeddah as my home now, but I'm a true born South African. I do carry all your heartfelt du'as with me, and definitely I take the blessings of South Africa to Arafat with me, and I'll make lots of du'a for our Ummah, inshallah, the pandemic ends, and that we get to see our loved ones back home as well. To all those who didn't get to go because of the pandemic, I am your representative. I go as your daughter. I go as your child there, pleading to Allah to forgive our Ummah and to forgive my beloved, all my people in South Africa. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah. Ameen. Ameen. Ameen.
Such beautiful and powerful words, Naseem. Shukran, jazakallah so much for your time. I know it's been so exhausting, but yet you made time for us. We do appreciate it. And of course, we make dua that the Almighty accept your Hajj and grant you Hajj maqbool and mabrur. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah. Ameen. Ameen. Summa. Ameen. Thank you so much for this opportunity.